Rise and Shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:04 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you on the radio program. It is the BP Credit Card, 7 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. BP Credit Cards, the sponsor of our 7 o'clock hour on the radio program. Doug, it's a Ween Wednesday. Happy Ween Wednesday to you and yours.
Well, happy Ween to the bunch of yous. A little chilly out there. You know what's got me flustered?
Oh, no, what?
I cannot get in the correct lane on northbound 270. I cannot find the right lane. Whatever lane I pick backs up. Everything else, 70 miles an hour, and the one I pick, I change lanes day to day. Today I went all the way to the left. I said, I'll get on at 44 and 270, and I'll get all the way to the left, and I'll just go 75, and then that stopped! All the other lanes going just fine.
You got here in plenty of time, though.
I know. It's me. Wrong lane, Vaughn. It's me.
The other way on 270 is always pretty open. Doesn't seem to be any back. Maybe you should double back and go the other way.
Go south instead of north.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what I would do.
I think there's a lot of South Countyans heading up North County way, Mid County, wherever they're going.
How many miles are you on that stretch of highway, sir?
Oh, let me think about that. I'd say 10.
10 miles or so.
Yeah, 8 to 10.
You always get here in plenty of time, though.
Well, yeah, I get here in time. It's just it's the wrong lane balling in me that whatever lane I pick is wrong.
Welcome our listeners to get involved. 855-282-8255, 855-282-8255. You can call it Cub Talk if you want. It's the text line and the appliance discounter phone lines. The appliance discounters, where our savings are your savings. They're coming soon to Concord Plaza on South Lindbergh. 6 locations to serve you. Unlike the big box stores, appliance discounters have their own service department. No calling 1-800 numbers. If you ever need service, it is the Appliance Discounters, the sponsor of our phone lines, and then also the sponsor of our text lines. Today, Doug, back-to-back guests on the same topic. You guys can talk it over with Brian Felt and Tony Messenger today, 8 o'clock and 8:30.
All right. So what you did there, Timmy.
Yep.
Well, there's a lot to chit-chat about.
A lot to chew on. Mm-hmm. A lot to chew on.
Yeah.
Regarding...
The
MLS thing that we got 5 texts about.
And the Scott trade thing.
Right.
You know, people don't realize that Tom Stillman does not own Scott trade. He just operates it. The city owns it.
Right. The Blues lease it.
Yeah. So upgrades to there are just the city maintaining its facilities.
Did you see Stillman's quote in the article in the paper today, how the Blues ownership has lost about $500 million over the years?
I didn't see that.
That's a lot. So the fact that they still put out a good product and a first-class product, that's nice that they can do that.
You better hold someone accountable for that.
Do it.
Well, it's not my...
I hear noise. Is that on?
I hear whistles.
I hear whistles.
Wait, what's that?
What is it?
Let's listen closely.
Hear it? Is that my phone?
I do.
Is that my computer?
I think it might be a Seymour studio bleeding in from the outside.
I don't think so.
Somebody's computer's playing a video?
Let me see.
Not mine. Nurse?
Not mine.
Nancy.
Not mine.
Where is it coming from? Maybe it ended.
Lane.
I think we're okay now, though. Look.
Being sabotaged by 101 and Camo X again. They've joined forces to try to bring us down.
They hear footsteps.
Can I chew Doug's back hair? Thanks. That's Butch Patrick's werewolf.
I don't have back hair.
But he can chew away if you had it.
No.
Doug, we'll be at Billy G's doing the show on a Friday. Billy G's on Argonne is where we'll be doing the program. Come on by for a TMA brunch. That's where we'll be doing the program on Friday. Hey, Tim, remember Krispy Kreme? Can the Plow Shark play some of the Initiated?
Now, Doug? What does that mean exactly?
Krispy Kreme was a very bad rapper who was sort of a parody.
Right.
People took serious.
But it was a lot funnier when we thought it was real. Then we found out it was an act.
College
and it was no
guy.
Longer good. Yeah. Kind of like Chinstrap Mike, for example.
Yeah, where's he been?
Well, we called out the act, and then he's like, oh,
but I enjoyed the act.
Oh, did you like the diaper changing guys?
No, not those guys. No, that was just stupid. That wasn't funny. Chinstrap Mike was kind of funny.
Guys, is the Inside STL News team going to cover Edmonds playing in the One Nation Classic hockey game at Busch on Sunday? Doug, what does that mean?
Aren't the Cardinals playing the Blues in the One Nation Classic? I believe they are, and they're wondering if the news team will be there to do interviews, get some scoops.
Well, if there's news, I'm sure they'll be there. Tim?
The news team finds itself wherever news is breaking.
They have an assignment desk, and the assignment is find the news.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, two tickets for the Gateway Fighting Series, 7:30 p.m. Saturday night at Chaffetz Arena. Get 50% off your tickets for this event with listener rewards on InsideSTL.com right now. And that's our prize for the Hot Shots email of the day. Hot Shots, the sponsor of our email of the day. Hot Shots partners with the St. Louis Blues once again in the 2016-2017 campaign. I'm paying my personal property tax today. Thanks. That's from Colorado.
Well, you missed it by a couple of days. Is there a heavy penalty for that?
Heavy petting. I think if you go in, it's a couple there's heavy.
I don't think so.
You have to subject yourself to heavy petting.
I think it's heavy petting.
I always put that off.
The heavy petting.
No, not the heavy petting. The pain of the personal property taxes. I think it comes like November, and I put it away. I said, I'll remember this. And then I get into a panic about December 30th. I go, good gravy. Have I paid that darn bill?
Oh, good gravy. I like that.
Yeah.
A lot of people do. And then they get you when it's time to do something with your car or get a new license plate or something. They're like, oh, by the way. They get it.
Yeah, more taxation.
So you made reference to Tom Stillman's comments yesterday. They met with Mayor Slay, and Tom Stillman said the Scott Trade Center is no longer competitive. We're going to need the city to invest alongside the Blues and ownership. City and Blues officials are asking for funds to renovate a new scoreboard, sound system, lighting upgrades, renovated locker rooms, renovated concession stands, and new administrative offices. Various entryways and facades would also get makeovers, per the article this morning in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, written by a friend of the show, Mike Falk. The city's $67.5 million would be raised in a tax-exempt bond issue and would be spent in the next 3 years under the plan. Board of Aldermen President Lewis Reed, who's also running for mayor, said a bill would be introduced this week and could get a committee hearing as early as next week.
This is city money, and this is the city maintaining a property that it owns. This is a far cry from the situation with the MLS team, and I think people kind of commingle the two issues because folks that want soccer say, well, if you're going to spend public money, it should go to soccer. Some people say it should go to Scott Trade, but this is a totally different issue, as I understand it. This is
right.
City owning the
property. It's a moneymaker for the city.
And it's their property. It's not another group that they're helping build this thing for.
I haven't been to a lot of the other hockey arenas around the country. I was at most of the other NFL stadiums to know that our dome really sucked badly. I haven't been around enough of the other arenas to know just how far Scott Trade has fallen behind. To me, it always seems like a very nice building. I never go to a game there and think, boy, this place sure is outdated and horrible. I know they need to make upgrades, but I've never had an experience there where I thought, boy, the scoreboard just ruins the experience for me. Or doing interviews in the locker room, I never look around and say, boy, these sure are antiquated facilities. How could they draw any events here? But they must have those problems.
I think it's tough to see. You go to other buildings, they seem fine. Scott Trade, from a fan perspective, seems fine. But there's a lot of things. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean there's not a need. Like, I know the administrative offices are pretty cramped, and, there are some things that I've seen. But I think it's tough to see what necessarily needs an upgrade, in terms of helping like the Blues generate more revenue or be more efficient.
I feel like Scott Trade, in comparison, I'll use an example, Nashville, which I know is a newer building. The corridors in Scott Trade tend to pack up and tighten up really fast in between periods, whether the restroom or concession stands. In Nashville, it's the same amount of people coming out, but it's wider spread, so you don't get that log jam. I think that's one of my issues with Scott Trade. Very little issue, obviously, but
I don't know that they can fix that.
I don't think so either, but I'm saying that in comparison to some of the newer stadiums, that's what you get. It kind of more compact in the concession and bathroom area.
Would you be on board if there was a proposal to lessen the seating? Of course, impacting revenue, so you had more space to take a smoke break.
Not at all.
No? Okay.
So we solved that little issue.
Next.
What else you got, Plowsy?
He has adult film stars reading their DMs from fans. Doug, you ever get DMs from fans?
No. No, I don't.
This is what
you're talking about. Twitter?
The Plow Cane has for you. Yeah.
Let me want you to suck my hard, please.
So that went
south in a hurry.
Seemed like it was going to work.
No, that was the only expletives in it, or the first one.
Doug, you can always use the shears to make sure that that doesn't get on the radio.
Right, but it sure enough did, didn't it? Well, I guess it was.
So you're saying it cleans up after that?
Yeah, they're kind of, I mean, strange as you would imagine. You know, some of the, as you follow some of the porn stars on Twitter, you kind of see some of the fan base that they bring along with them, kind of odd, send me your panties and things of that nature. So
Doug gets that, and he's not an adult star.
He said he didn't get that.
I don't get that. No.
Not a DM.
I want to thank you guys for bringing that up, because I'm sure I will now.
I don't. But don't people have to follow? Don't you both have to be following each other in order to be able to DM?
Well, I think that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're not following,
I still don't trust it. I still don't trust getting a DM. Like, it just seems like if it's a DM from someone that you follow that you don't know, maybe you're going to get hacked that way. I don't trust technology.
Yeah, I don't.
Right. If it's someone you know, you have their number, you text them.
I may have been hacked this weekend with somebody retweeting something from my account that I did not retweet.
Doug. How about this? This is good stuff. I don't even know what it was. It was on the day of the Winter Classic. So I texted Doug around 8 o'clock or something, and I said, hey, did you retweet this? And he goes, no, I didn't, but I see that it shows that I retweeted it, but I didn't retweet it. And he said, I think I might have been hacked.
Hey, how in the world does that happen? How could you hack a Twitter account?
People get hacked all the time.
Hacking all like the Dickens?
Time. How in the world would you go about hacking into somebody's
Twitter?
What's
the point
account?
Of hacking, like doing that, though? Like to hack you to get to retweet
something? I guess if somebody with more followers than you retweets something, it's seen by more people than it otherwise would have been.
Was it something that they were selling, or was it something vile, or just a run-of-the-mill?
It was a promotion type thing.
That's what they're looking for, someone that has a lot of followers. Do you have a blue check mark, Doug?
Yeah.
See, those accounts are supposedly laden with more layers of security.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm blue checkmark less.
Well, that's
because
a
I'm a heathen. That's because I'm an adult film star account.
I think it's because your employer has to do it. So you could probably figure a way to do it as the employer.
All I know is that Scott Trade needs upgrades. We need an MLS team, and Tim needs a blue checkmark. These are my three
in that order?
Yep. Planks of my platform.
All right.
It's not right, sir. It's not right. You're a voice of a generation.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. What did you say on the whiteboard? It said something about the gift of giving is like new pair of shoes, something
exactly
like that.
I don't think that was it.
That's exactly what it was. Doug, do you mind shaving the back of my neck? My stepdad hates when he gets hair in his mouth. Thanks. That's from Roy Pepperpot.
Well, I'm busy right now.
Hey, Doug, slide into my DMs, baby doll. That's from Peter Dinklage's third leg. I fell asleep last night watching Game of Thrones.
Did you? Well, that would always put me to sleep. Every time I watch it for 5 minutes, there's absolutely nothing happening. I say, I don't get it, and on I go to something else.
Well, I hadn't watched it for a year. This is how I watch television shows. I'm about 10 years behind the rest of the world, kind of like Breaking Bad, Sopranos. And so we started watching it a couple of months ago and starting to catch up, and I was so damn tired, and I fell asleep. And once you get through the first X amount of episodes, like five episodes, it is an incredible show. It's just so damn difficult to follow all the effing characters. And the last thing you want to do is watch it when you're tired, as I was.
Oh, shit.
And I heard Anna Marie laughing, and I thought I had my pants down, but she was laughing because she noticed that I was falling asleep. And Doug, it was right in the middle of Khaleesi with a big speech. You know Khaleesi's dragons?
I don't know who that would be.
Let me tell you. Who would you rather make out with, Khaleesi or the queen? I always ask Anna Marie that, and she won't give me an answer.
I don't know who either one of them
are. What is she hiding, Tim?
Exactly. Exactly. Plowhawk, what about you? Who would you rather make out with, Khaleesi or the queen?
I've never actually seen the program, but I know the two characters, and I would do the Khaleesi route would be mine.
Yeah.
I'm not the king of my house. You're the king of your house, Doug. I don't know if you're the king of your house. Plazzy, it's just you and the dog, except when the
dog eats.
So I heard the words that always make me cringe. Hey, Tyler, do you want to watch America's Funniest Home Videos?
Oh, the wonderful Bob Saget.
Yeah,
no,
I like that.
No, no, no. It was bad with him. It was bad with Tom Bergeron.
No, I enjoy it.
Now the host is Carlton from The Fresh Prince.
Oh, yes, the wonderful Alfonso Ribeiro.
Good voice technique. Mm-hmm. And they've still run... The internet is blowing up with YouTube videos, and right? I mean, it's a whole new... And they still run videos from 1970. Hey, look, here's a above-ground swimming pool and a heavyset guy trying to climb over. Oh! Terrible.
No, I kind of like that.
How could you like that?
I don't mind it. Yeah, I think it's okay.
Rank your favorite America's Funniest Home Video host.
It's the worst.
I don't go out of my way to see it.
Rank your favorite Family Feud host.
How could you find that? You're a funny guy. You have a great sense of humor.
Some of them are funny.
You tell stories about how life beats you up and loses your baggage and the traffic. All it is, hey, this little guy wants to get in that cabinet. Be careful what you wish for. Boink.
Oh, that's great.
Awful.
I don't think it's awful.
That's what I had to watch.
Dad pitches wiffle ball to the son. He hits him right in the groin. How many times have we seen that video?
Here's a video from 1978.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. I'm not the king of my castle.
No. Not a bad program. I saw Star Wars last week, the new Star Wars movie.
How'd it treat you, baby? How'd it treat you?
That's one I just don't get either. I went because everybody else wanted to go. I said, okay, it's got to be good, right? It's Star Wars. I just don't get it. It's like somebody's gone crazy with the computer graphics animation and things are blowing up and names come and go and you have no idea who anybody is. I just don't know.
I have an R2-D2 that I use as a butt plug.
Maybe you ought to get one of those.
Maybe that'll help you appreciate the program more.
I took Tyler, some of his friends, wanted to see that, so I took them. It was the first time I ever went to see a Star Wars film, period. It was the first time I watched a Star Wars movie from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked it, so that was the main goal. But I found it to be long, cumbersome, and too much.
Woot, 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 woot. Like that's the march of Darth Vader.
Right, I know. I know. It's just not my thing.
And do the stormtroopers ever kill anyone?
They all get shot.
They're just target
they
practice
run right
for
into the
everyone.
Kind of a spoiler.
Right. They run into the bullets just like the Germans used to on the TV show Combat with Vic Morrow. Like 20 of them would just stand up. They would be behind a rock, but about 20 of them would just stand up and get mowed down.
Doug, my wife and I watched all 8 episodes of Stranger Things on New Year's Day. That's from Stephen Wildwood.
Thanks for that update, Steve.
Did you like Star Wars? Are you a fan of that?
I think the last time I saw Star Wars was probably like around 84. I don't think I've ever seen the entire Empire Strikes Back, and I enjoyed Return of the Jedi, but I believe Star Wars aficionados frown upon that because I think they rank Empire Strikes Back as the best one, followed by Star Wars, followed by Return of the Jedi, I think. And so I'm all upside down, or lopsided, as it might be. Oh, 855 Cub Talk.
Okay. Isn't the theme always some evil guy is going to blow up a planet or something, and we just got to save him against all odds?
Some people like things, and some people don't like other things.
And get those stormtroopers to start running Paul, right
you're
into
a big gun day on the ones and twos. You're firing on all cylinders.
Right.
And they don't even look menacing, those guys in the white.
No, I thought
plastic.
They were the good guys for the first couple of movies.
They just come running. They don't even they don't look athletic. They just run into
right into bullets.
Laser fire.
Yeah. Not real smart.
Guys, the first hour is not brought to you by BP credit cards. It is brought to you by time passing Doug by. His Twitter account was hacked. He misses America's Funniest Home Videos, and he doesn't get that sci-fi stuff. Somebody get this poor bastard tapioca pudding in an app. That's from the Wildwood Whisker Biscuit.
Well, he's been
in all fairness, I like sci-fi.
Wildwood Whisker Biscuit has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Do you like tapioca?
Not really.
I've never had it. What's going on with tapioca?
I don't know. And his name is going into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule, and I'm writing it down on my Wright Business Products pen.
I don't think Star Wars, I like sci-fi, but it's like comic book sci-fi. You know, it's not...
What sci-fi do you like, baby?
I don't know. The last one I think I saw was The Martian, which I guess is...
That was actually deemed a comedy for the purpose of Golden Globes, and I didn't really like the movie.
I thought it was very good. I thought he gave a great
I went into it really excited about it, and I didn't really like the movie.
When I see Star Wars, it looks like it's geared to about a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah, like America's Funniest Home Video.
Oh, now that's good stuff there.
Guys, adults who consider new Star Wars must-see are big-time losers. Thank you. That's from the Arnold Hoosier.
Thank you, Arnold.
You agree with the Arnold Hoosier?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't have to label people.
I just did. But so did he.
Right, but like if someone said, oh, you like that music? You're like, oh, you're a music.
Someone just labeled me a loser because I don't like it.
But can't you? But that's a texter.
But that's different. Right? But, so is this guy.
No, but the texters, that's what they do. But you have a higher responsibility.
I don't.
As a host, to be fair. And to help people weed through the information.
No, I don't.
Some people, I think producer Joe nailed it. Some people like things. Some people don't.
Think about that. Doug, do you remember when Han Solo made Luke Skywalker Consigliere?
No.
Thank you. It's from Stubby.
Oh, I don't.
Yes, Reggie.
Hello, Reg. Hello,
hey,
Reggie.
Doug, I heard you talking about the Scott Trade Center locker rooms being, like, outdated.
Yeah.
And you really think in comparison to, like, other NHL teams, like, I mean, you've been in other teams' visitor locker rooms, and they're pretty, like, updated, wouldn't you agree?
No. Uh-uh. I was in the one in San Jose last May. It looked just like the Blues visiting locker rooms.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I skated out at the Mills, and just a little shower story, and I'm sure Tim will get a kick out of this because he likes to probably shower with other men.
Right.
But I was showering with Troy Brower last season before the regular season started, and Troy asked me if there was anywhere he could get food. And this is kind of goes hand in hand because the Mills Mall is completely outdated. But he said, where do we get food at? And I'm like, well, the only place you can go is Wetzel's Pretzels.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you mean? There's no chef here? And I'm like, no, there's no chef here. I'm like, that's the Blues for you. They don't even have a chef. And I was going to ask you, Doug, do the Blues even have a chef down at Scott Trade Center?
Well, I don't know that they have someone bringing them food for practices and before games. There's a little restaurant across the hall.
Kind of ridiculous, though. I mean, because I know the Cardinals and Jim the Cat Hayes, I mean, rights holder. He would definitely know if the Cardinals have a chef. Would you agree, Jim?
There's a little restaurant right across the hall from the Blues locker room.
I don't think the Blues
Doug,
have. I don't think the Blues
have. Grill and start
I don't think they the Blues have a chef.
But don't you think it's ridiculous that professional athletes can't even get their own, like, they can't even get food down there while they're down there besides, like, some kind of catered food?
And this is something you discussed while you were showering with Troy Brower.
Yeah, well, Troy Brower was showering with me, and he's like, hey, like, where can I get some food around here? And I said, well, I mean, your closest stop is Wetzel's Pretzels. Is you can wait till the food court opens up because the Mills Mall's a dump. Wouldn't you agree, Jimmy?
I haven't been there in a while, to be honest, but
That's not journalism, Jim.
Clip that off.
No. All right, this is then, okay?
Yeah.
Many years ago, hold on, I'm talking now. I'm going to bring the journal. Many years ago, they had an Orange Julius there, and that was a great thing. And I think since the Orange Julius left, that led to a downturn in St. Louis, and that's why the Rams left.
What about Raising Cane's? Why would they not want to fire one of those up? We all love Raising Cane's.
No, you don't.
Maybe they should make a Kirkwood Brew House at the Mills Mall.
All right, now we're just throwing out stuff.
All right.
Thank you, Reggie.
Other than Doug tongue punch.
Oh, pot him down!
Strong call.
Reggie has been suspended. Reggie has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule.
It's a good call, though.
If you cared, Tim, you would take your staff from Kirkwood Brewhouse and prepare meals for the Blues.
You ever shower with Troy Brower?
I have not.
No. No, the media is really not welcome to shower with the players after practice, after games. It's really frowned upon, very much so. There are probably a couple who could get away with it.
Like who?
Strickland.
You think Strickland?
Strickland probably could, yeah. He's tight. He's tight with the Blues. I don't know. Calvin probably could with the Cardinals.
Just because that Butch Patrick autograph got him a lot of juice around the ballpark.
Right. Shower with the Cubs, certainly, when they come to town.
Guys, if Reggie says like one more time, I'm going to set him on fire. Thank you. That's TJ from JHG.
Good work.
Everyone wants to burn the callers. They don't just dislike them. They want to burn them beyond recognition.
I don't even think they have an Orange Julius at West County Mall anymore. That's really the shame of the city, that and the fact that you don't have a blue check mark. Yeah, when I become mayor, you'll get a blue check mark, and there'll be at least five Orange Juliuses around town.
Doug, do you imagine watching Dick Ford shower with Patrick Berglund? Oh, so hot. Thanks, Sean Mahoney's Deadeye.
Here we go. No, I couldn't imagine that.
Guys, how did Charlie enjoy the Buckeye game live? That's from the 314. I didn't even realize. I was texting with him the day of the game, telling him how much I loved Ohio State in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, awesome analysis. And I didn't even realize he was out there. But then I saw, I guess probably on Jess's Facebook page, because I don't think Charlie posts this kind of stuff. Maybe he does. I have no idea that he was hiking Camelback Mountain out there. And
he tweeted something.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
About Camelback. I remember seeing it.
And then I guess Jess posted a picture of them on the way to the game in Glendale with him wearing his Ohio State jersey for the shipping.
Oh, I didn't see that.
For the shipping.
And had to sit there and watch his club lose. Was it 31-0 in the final?
Yeah.
He blamed it
and
on
I
the officiating.
And I loved Ohio State.
Yeah.
That was the beginning of the end of my bankroll. Mm-hmm. Bankroll was at its peak, Doug, following the Alabama win. Bankroll bottoming out at this current moment.
I don't know who could have saw that coming, as well as Ohio State had been playing.
The Sharps, that's who.
Yeah, I guess so. I ain't no Sharp. Guys, I took a bubble bath with Eric Johnson last week. Thanks. It's from the Shrewsbury Seminary student.
You didn't.
You don't know if he did or
I'm
not.
I'm pretty sure he didn't.
Guys, Walter Mondale shows up to your hotel suite. He has a smirk on his face, and he's carrying a karaoke machine. He wants to sing Endless Love. Do you sing it with him? Thanks.
Yep.
Yeah. That's from Sir Ian McKellen's Thirst for Boy Juice.
Yeah, I'd that sing could clog them. Your colon. You'd eat that much. I could sing with the Minnesota senator.
And then I would...
And he was Jimmy Carter's vice president.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
And he won the 1984 presidential election.
No, he got hammered.
If you only counted Minnesota.
He didn't do that well. I would use Walking in Memphis as my encore song.
Oh, Mark Cohn.
Tell me, are you a Christian child? Ma'am, I am tonight. Walking in Memphis.
What does that have to do with Walter Mondale?
Well, I'm just saying that would be my encore.
He sing Endless Love.
Right. You do one, and then you do a good job with it. And
then you separate. You
have to
go to your own rooms.
No.
But then the guy across the hall says, come on, more.
Yeah, more.
You rejoin, and you sing.
Next thing, you got a little crowd.
Okay.
Doug, it's the BP Credit Card 7 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We welcome our audience to get involved. 855-CUB-TALK. Already a strong call out of the gate from Reggie. And we always welcome our audience getting involved. Yeah, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hey.
Oh, hello, Mike.
Hey, you know, last month, I got two girls came to see me.
Two of them did. Where were you? Taking shake?
Well, first, Sarah come like 9 o'clock in the morning, and she's gone now.
Sarah's gone now?
She lives in California.
Huntington Beach?
Yeah, and Penny came here 2 o'clock when I was off work.
Nice. Really?
Yeah, Penny came up here, too.
Doug, they call that an afternoon delight.
And she got me something for Christmas.
What did she get you?
Yeah, what'd she get?
Something, Cardinal shirt, red. And you know who got jealous, too?
No.
Carla.
Carla got jealous.
Yeah, now, who is Carla?
And then past Monday, I went up there to see Carla.
Are you sure it's not Carly?
No, Carla, the one with 2 o'clock to 2-4.
Yeah, the program, Doug, is We Are Live, but her name is Carly.
Yeah.
But you're calling her Carla.
And past Monday, I went up there to see her, and I hold her hand.
Did you? Very nice.
And, you know, past Monday, I went up there to see Carla. Mostly. I went up there to see
now
her.
Now, let me ask you a question. When you hold her hand, is there electricity between you two kids?
Well, right now, I'm kind of like Carla. I kind of like her better.
Imagine if you knew her name.
So, you know, I would hold her hand, too.
Mm-hmm.
She asked me to come get your radio station, too.
Very nice.
Interesting.
Yes, she asked me.
Yes, yes.
And anything for Doug?
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
I drink Starbucks coffee.
You drink Starbucks coffee, all right.
Well, yeah, make my ass messy.
I don't know about that, though.
You're going through the motions.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Have you taken a shower with Kiki Chuck?
I have not.
He got big peanut, doesn't
he? Okay. Put him down! Put him down!
I don't think Walt would mind that call. You shower with Kachuk?
Why
is the theme of this BP credit card 7 o'clock hour all about us showering with members of the Blues?
Reggie brought it up.
But for the record, you never showered with Walt.
Never have, no. Or any other gentleman.
Really? Well, that's not true.
Well, if you're going back to sports, college, high school.
Yeah.
Like when you were curious?
I wasn't curious.
Well, you said when I go back to college or high school.
Dirty and sweaty.
Bet you were.
When you were playing sports and that was the facility that you had at your disposal.
Yeah.
Group shower.
Yeah.
So you made the most of it.
Guys, would you rather take a steam with Gino Cavallini or a bubble bath with all the Sutters? I know, I can't decide either.
Grr.
That grr, I think, is an important part of the read.
It shows his frustration.
Right? You know what we love?
Not the show so far.
Friendly's Fried Chicken.
Oh.
We do.
Is that coming back?
KFNS, 590 The Fan, KFNS at InsideSTL.com. List your rewards, support the sponsors, and save. How about this deal? Log on to InsideSTL.com, starting this Friday at 9 a.m., and buy a $50 gift certificate to Friendly's in South County, home of the best fried chicken in town, for only $25. That's $50 worth of Friendly's Fried Chicken for $25.
Huh.
How do you do?
I'm fine, thanks.
Just click List of Rewards on the InsideSTL.com homepage, and it's $50 to Friendly's South County for just $25 starting this Friday at 9 a.m. It's 590 The Fan. Listener Rewards. So we're going to be joined by Brian Felt, The Business Journal at 8, Tony Messenger at 8:30 regarding the MLS situation with Eric Greitens, and then also Tom Stillman and the ask on the part of the Blues for help from the city for renovations to the Scott Trade Center. That is what we have coming up for you in the 8 o'clock hour. One time I took a tubby with Tubby Smith. Talk about irony. It's from Grandma's Secret Friend. Doug, where's he coaching these days? Memphis?
Last I heard, he's in Minnesota. But he lost that job too, though, didn't he? Mm-hmm.
The Wildwood YMCA showers and steam room is lousy with hot white guys in their 60s. Thanks.
Why would you thank us for that? Why would you write that in and say thank you?
Do like YMCAs still have like group showers? Or haven't?
I expect they do. They don't have individual showers places.
I mean,
do
you
they?
Can renovate and have like little cubbies,
yeah,
little separators.
I don't know. When I go to the gym, I don't take a shower. I go home and take a shower.
Let me ask you: after a really good workout where you felt like you really pushed a lot of iron around,
yeah,
you look in the mirror and kind of see the results.
Kind of like what you see.
Yeah.
Really kind of like
what you see. Maybe gyrate a little.
Yeah. Maybe flex a little bit.
You know, this time of year is the time of year, and the tip of the cap to people for doing it. People have their New Year's resolutions, and so the gyms are a little more crowded than normal. And you tip your cap. You hope that people can finish the year with the resolve they started the year. I don't know if it was New Year's Day or January 2nd, I was up at the gym, and there was a gentleman who initially was, and you could tell, I hadn't seen him there before, he was initially doing pull-ups, and then he just started doing twirls on the pull-up bars, and he was spinning upside down, like somersaulting on the pull-up bars. And I thought maybe this was a thing, but then it went on for about a half hour. Now, he would stop every once in a while, but then I'd look back, and there he was,
more
spinning
just,
around.
Wait, what was he?
I don't know what it was. I've never seen the exercise before. I've seen pull-ups, I've seen chin-ups. Ah, yes.
Ups.
But never have I seen a gentleman perform his own version of somersaults and he had weights tied to his belt, and it was a whole thing.
Well, how old a gentleman was he?
50.
Oh, really?
He was spinning around like the Dickens up there.
Doug, when we used to go to the gym together, we would knock out a set of, 30 one-handed pull-ups, and then we would do, the flip dismount just once, though.
Right.
And by the way, you were really good at that.
Well, I was a gymnast for years.
But I never twirled on there.
You think a twirler, he's there at the gym for the first time ever, and he's just kind of making up his own exercises?
That's what I was wondering.
You can't,
I've never seen it.
You can see sometimes at the gyms that have the more complex apparatus, you get like an older guy trying to figure it out, and he's doing it wrong, but he's having a good time with it. It happens.
Mm-hmm. I have run into recently the male grunter. It seems like every time I'm in there, there is a gentleman with guttural moans. And I suppose he has every right to do it, but God, it just strikes me as an odd thing that it's an involuntary, because you know he doesn't want to do it.
Oh, I think he probably does. Think,
look at
you
me.
Think so?
He'd like to show that he's working a little bit harder than you are, that he's really hitting the weight. He's really pushing some iron.
And then I also have psych myself up guy.
Mm-hmm.
Had that going on yesterday. It was kind of an awkward spot. And I don't know what to do when it's going on, but I have to admit, it gets in my kitchen a bit. I want to do my own thing. I'm listening to the station on the app. I'm locked in, and all of a sudden, a guy starts like pounding his chest like Mark Wahlberg in Fear at the door with Reese Witherspoon. Doug,
how about if you get him?
As scary as the day is long.
No, how about if you get a pair of them, and they're really working that together and encouraging, lock it out! Lock it out! Doug, you ever yell that at someone? Lock it out!
I don't really yell that.
I think the method is to make them more uncomfortable than you. So you counter that grunt with a more awkward grunt.
Like an,
yeah, and then come in the next day with like little boy shorts and they'll be gone. Or at least across the other side of the gym.
Doug, is that how you would counter it?
It's not a bad idea there, Plowsy. At my gym, I've seen a couple of people flexing, posing, like they're getting ready for a show or something. They'll stand in front of a mirror.
I don't see that. I honestly don't see that.
20 other people on treadmills and ellipticals, and in front of us, there's a guy or a girl in skimpy clothing practicing their flexing.
Or how about this, the guy listening to music and dancing and admiring himself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess now that I think about that, I don't have the dancing, but I have the guy singing along, but he has headphones on, and then I wonder if he realizes he is singing along. He does. You're saying, you know, all of these things are intentional.
He does. Mm-hmm.
I'm giving
saying,
people the benefit of the doubt that they don't realize
they're
doing
it. There's a guy who, he lives a crazy lifestyle, and he's bigger than you, and he's going to sing with his headphones mm-hmm. on. And there's nothing you could do about it because you're a little squirrel of a man.
Or he'd like someone to come up and say, you know, you really are a good singer.
I would pay someone like Plowsy $20, two guys just making sure they get their pump on, to walk between them and go, mind if I work through, guys?
Or like a guy like putting up like $350 and I just, all right, I got you, but do it. No confidence.
I saw a guy carried out in a stretcher once at my gym.
What happened, baby? What happened?
I didn't see the exact injury, but I was told he tried to lift a little bit too much and his neck or back locked up on him and just down he went.
I saw that last week with somebody squatting and they just fell over. But they were on the rack where it catches you, you know, before the weights hit the...
Yeah.
And I'm going, God, man.
Some guy just died. Some guy just died, I read, where he was, I guess, on a bench and... the weight came down on his head.
Okay. Ah! Well, that happened at USC. A guy was bench pressing and it crushed his
throat. running back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marcus Allen?
Why do they feel it's so much better to lift that kind of dead weight than a machine where you can't possibly drop it on yourself?
Because there is benefits to free weights. There are.
Like
positive and negative resistance.
You get that with the machine,
look,
too.
It's not my thing. It's not my thing. I'm just telling you that, yeah, some people
like
swear
the risk,
by
the risk would outweigh that if you have a chance to drop darn
well,
thing
not everyone
on your head.
Dies.
Doug, 75% of gym participants are attention whores. That comes from Marty's steel-toed boots. Is that accurate?
No, that's a little high.
Oh, my buddies are, and I don't go to the gym ever. No, I don't think I've mentioned said buddies on air.
Doug, but you know said buddies.
No.
They do the typical selfie where it's like back day. You know, they get a nice shot of like their back.
Really?
And then like, oh, it's leg day. And it's like an awkward like close-up-y, like the inner thigh.
They take a picture of themselves.
Yeah, and that's like a daily Snapchat routine. And then
I'm being serious right now. Is this gentleman four of them?
No. He has a terrible game, though. I mean, he really should be. He'd probably get laid more if he went to the other side because this guy has zero game, zero. But he does the leg day, back day.
And
hey,
he
look.
Sends you pictures of his
thigh. The Snapchat, they just do the Tim the My Story to where all of his friends can see how great his back looks today.
Why would they want to see that?
Not a lot of people have a lot of lives, and that's kind of something to look forward to, see how many views you can get. And
why not just tweet?
Are you still active on the Snapsy?
I do it mainly for my dog, so I'm sure a lot of people get really annoyed.
Your dog? What?
Oh, I send, like, he was, I guess, for example, he was on the counter yesterday trying to get cookies, and my holiday cookies, and I put, look at the cookie monster, you know, something funny like that. And so I Snapchat my dog is, like, all
you
I do.
You should just tweet out cardinal birthdays.
Yeah, I should.
I just Snapchatted for the first time in a long time, Doug. Putting it on my story. Later today, I'll get, add a shot of my back, and you'll notice the breasts drawn on them.
Oh, from prison?
No.
Boy, Saturday. You were a popular little inmate, weren't you? In cell block 4.
Doug, free weights allow for a greater range of motion and activate a wider range of muscles than machines. Thanks, Bert Blyleven. Well, if anybody would know, it's a man with a Snapdragon.
Oh, boy, he had a nasty 12-6 Snapdragon. He certainly did.
Yeah. I don't know. I find myself occasionally going through Snapchat, but I really don't. I feel like it's comedy is hard. Am I right on that, Plowhawk? But again, I feel like at the age of 40, I shouldn't be allowed on Snapchat.
The filters get a little obnoxious.
Keisha Gray specifically.
Unless Larry is doing the filter where like it's Santa or like a skeleton in Halloween. Like those are funny because it's Larry. But yeah, they tend to get
nice
a little
overstuffed chair, Larry.
Showing the cat Larry Snapchat.
He's the best follower on Snapchat for sure.
This one, the cat.
Couldn't you get those same pictures on anywhere else too?
Like those,
like his Facebook account or something.
No, he uses the Snapchat filters.
But why?
The filters can make your face effects on your face or put you. Like, you've seen it, all of a sudden you have rabbit ears and like buck teeth,
and it's wonderful.
It's hilarious.
Okay. Yeah, but you can't do that on Facebook?
I just went to the Plowhawk Snap, and it's a picture of his dog climbing the counter trying to get cookies, and it says Cookie Monster style, ha ha.
Oh, don't say ha. Huh.
Now, what's going on with...
So we amuse ourselves in 2017.
What now? Is Such Girl still around, or are you in search of...
No, I'm just kind of chilling, man. I love it, too. Absolutely love it.
Single and loving it.
Yeah. You know, I'm out there searching, but for the most part, I enjoy my simple life, cooking Tostinos and hanging out with the pup, Doug. Nothing better than that.
And you still work at Billy G's?
Yeah, I worked there a couple
days. I took my family for lunch there, and I was looking for it.
Worked there a couple days a week. I don't work there as much because it's a little bit not as busy as the summer months. Obviously, holidays just rolled around. The kids are in school again, so a couple days a week, and I enjoy it. Love the people there.
Guys, what's Plowboy's snap handle, bro?
Peoria Plowboy.
Simple enough.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what mine is. I created it like a year ago. Doug, what's my snap handle?
I have no clue.
I just
Plowhawk, how can I figure it out?
Why do you need Snapchat? Like,
go to that circle wheel that's your settings.
You got a treat in your mouth, bro?
I got a blueberry cake donut.
Good for you.
Feel free to go ahead and eat while we're talking.
Just go ahead.
All right, where am I going, baby? Where am I going?
So you nurse. You get on your Snapchat.
Doug, get on your Snapchat.
I can't.
Okay.
All right, and click on the upper icon right here. When you're in camera mode, the upper middle Snapchat emblem. Click on the far right. You see that spinning wheel?
Spinning wheel?
You should just be able to see it right underneath your... Yeah.
Doug, it's T. McKernan 927. Now, what's the 460 mean next to that?
You made it. Oh, the number? I think that's...
Made it.
They give you a point system for how many times you Snapchat. So, obviously, you're a very low-level user.
Right.
And that shows the popularity of their snaps, I guess.
And what should I do? Should I do it where I, like, move the camera around and make a duck face the entire time?
My favorite...
Just a little trace of white from my left nostril?
I love that idea, the Matty Mock video. I would encourage Larry, there is a filter with a deer, and it changes your voice to a more high-pitched, like my voice. Mm-hmm. So I'd like Larry to maybe send me a Snapchat of him doing the deer filters. I think that'll be entertaining. So I'm throwing that out to Larry.
Cat, you'll see that people are texting in what my Snapchat handle is into the show. Is that a sign of...
That's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. Doug, that's lemming behavior.
No, it certainly is. It's almost lemming behavior.
Can you possibly do more Snapchatting in the new year? Can you make that a resolution?
Remember when generations before us used to read books and things like that?
Oh, they didn't read that many books.
Yeah, they did. They wrote letters to each other and they read books. Worked out on the farm.
Pepperidge Farm, remember?
We're making Snapchat videos with little deer ears.
A matter of minutes, I have a lot of listeners. It looks like to be 25 of them are adding me on Snapchat now. So we're just going
to
mass.
You're going to get to see the wonderful video of your dog.
Are you really acting like people like in the 50s didn't have stupid things like the hula hoop or dumb dances?
I don't think it was the same. There was no technology to go along with it. It wasn't as shallow as where we are right now, I don't think.
Now, Abigail Mack is beautiful, right?
I don't know who it is, Tim.
Plow Kane?
Oh, I concur.
Who is it?
But her Snapchat, she's an actress, but her Snapchat, she's always making funny faces. Making funny faces every time. And I have to tell you, it turns me off. Thoughts? 855.
I don't have any thoughts on that. First of all, I don't even know who she is.
Actress, bro.
If you're on Snapchat and you're turned off because somebody makes a duck face, then maybe you ought to get something else to do.
What are you trying to say?
There has to be something other, a little bit more important to do than to look into a Snapchat and say, hey, I'm turned off by an adult porn actress because she's making a duck face on Snapchat.
It also bothers me that Keisha Gray shows snaps of her cat Fritz.
Why?
I mean, who wants to see that? But at the same time, I guess it's not fair, and maybe it's misogynist because I don't mind the Plowboy's
dog
trying to get cookies. I need to examine that. Maybe we'll do that in the 9 o'clock hour.
You're afraid now that you're a misogynist.
Just because of not enjoying Keisha Gray's cat, Fritz.
Well, is it because you don't like cats as much as dogs?
I'm allergic to cats, baby. I'm allergic to cats.
I think it's you've seen her in other films, and you kind of anticipate when you're clicking on a Snapchat of her some sort of coitus or X-rated video, and then you get a cat. You're kind of disappointed.
Like with Ned Beatty.
Here's Abigail Mack. See, she's making a funny face. Headed to the beach.
Yeah, I can see where that wouldn't be that entertaining.
Hey, Plowsy, I just sent a request to you. I send ween pics. Thanks. That's from Ace. That's cool, I guess.
And what are they hoping to accomplish? Trying to lure you into their lair?
You never did with a significant other any kind of videoing or nude pics.
Oh, no. I mean,
I got to tell you, I just picked up a read there. I hate to tell you that, but I'm obligated to tell you that I feel like I'm owning your soul right now.
I could only come back to haunt you.
That was a lie.
Yeah,
but
right. That's how you own souls. I want to know how you own souls.
I thought it'd be brushed under the table, but I would delete those once or if and when that ends or mutually or not, however it does.
What if they didn't delete them?
Well, I'm fine.
You're proud of your ween, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't care if mine get. I understand why females are concerned about theirs getting around. Hey, you want to throw mine out there? That's, you know, it's whatever. I could care less. I'm
but
not going to lose
it. Your face is not in the photo, is it?
No, no. Hard to get those two in the. I guess not really. But.
So Weezer probably has pictures of you? Is that what you're saying?
No, but we have plenty of Weezer.
Barbecues, bro. Barbecues. Doug acts like people are vile now. Read James Joyce's letter to Nora. Thanks.
Boy, that settles it. That settles the whole argument there. I'd say people are vile. Well, people are more vile than they used to be.
How about this? How about what we have coming up for you? We have the AFC NFC Championship Party coming up on the day of the AFC. Was that January 22nd? It's the day after the AVNs. The AVNs 21st?
I have no clue, Tim.
But on the 28th, introducing the first annual Bowling with Buds tournament presented by Bud Select at St. Charles Lanes on January 28th. Register your team of five for $150 and get three games of bowling with shoe rental. Doug, there are going to be three flights of winners, $5.90 beer and food specials, plus more. Come on out to St. Charles Lanes on January 28th. From 1 to 5 to enjoy fellowship with other listeners and some 590 The Fan show hosts. Sign up your team of 5 now at InsideSTL.com.
That sounds fun.
It sounds like a heck of a little event.
Spin.
Is that during the day or the evening hours?
I don't think it's going to be from... what time was it?
I think it's 1 to 5.
1 to 5.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you a good bowler, Doug? If we played three games, you think you'd beat me?
I don't know. I've never seen you bowl.
Are you a good bowler, though? As a man, you probably have to think you're better than others, so there's a little competitive fire.
I'm about a once-a-year bowler, maybe twice, and I would average about 140, 150.
Yeah. That's pretty good for someone who doesn't bowl.
That's about where I am.
The key is picking those spares.
Oh, boy, is it ever. I get nine a lot and then can't pick up the spare.
Do you think that's mental?
No, I think that's execution.
But does it get in your kitchen? You know, it's like, okay, I only have to hit this one pin.
Because I don't throw it with a curve or anything. I just try.
Iggy
to throw,
does.
I don't know, I'm sure he does. I just try to throw it straight. And I'm usually somewhere around the head pin, but, you know, it could be 6 or 8 inches either way. I can't tell. And then when it's just one pin, 6 or 8 inches is the difference in picking
the spare.
As
you know, the key is repeatable delivery and velo.
It's not really velo.
It's war.
I don't think the key to bowling is velo.
Uh-huh. You got to scatter those pins. Scatter them.
Well, you want pin action, that's for sure. Occasionally, I'll go Brooklyn sign.
Let's go bowling today.
Want to do that?
Yeah. Doug, you in? Can wear those cute boots.
Well, when are you going? You can't wear boots to bowl. That's a problem I've had when I have to rent the shoes.
What, you have foot odor and you're embarrassed of it?
The shoes stick. They don't slide. They, you know, it's like tennis shoes almost. You just stop and you fall over almost. I need shoes that slide.
You don't rent shoes?
Yes, you do rent shoes.
Well, you slide then.
Well, some of the shoes aren't, I guess they're worn too much or something. You don't slide. If there's not enough oil on the lanes, you just kind of stop instead of slide.
Oh, you are a nitpicker. You blame everything important. But yourself.
That's important.
Well, I hope at the bowling with buds, they have proper oil on the floor for Doug and shoes that slide. Otherwise,
want to be on my team, bro?
Oh, you would hope that
you could have a TMA team.
A
we'll get Iggy on the team. Iggy's sick today.
Iggy throws a curveball.
Iggy was sick yesterday. We hope Iggy gets well.
He'll get well. It's not a life-threatening illness.
Well, it's expressed a sentiment. Somebody's sick. People are getting sick over the last couple of weeks. I feel badly for them.
You know what's going around? Some sort of flu where you have it for a week or 10 days, yeah. And it comes and it goes. You get headaches. You feel like you're past it. Then you get another headache. And next thing, you're out of energy.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had that yet this winter.
Do you get a flu shot?
No.
I get a flu shot. No. Yeah.
You don't get one?
Not usually.
You don't trust those inoculations?
I do. I just usually don't get around to it.
Yeah, that's same here.
They have them at work, and I forget about it.
I roll up to that Walgreens, yo.
Yeah, boy, that's
fast
cool.
In a hurry.
Yeah, that's cool. When you say it like that, man, it must be cool to get a flu shot.
Yeah, nothing's more gangster than the Walgreens in DePire. Yeah. DePire.
It's a pretty good one.
Pretty good. Doug, Salt and Smoke is not only the official brisket of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, it's also now the sponsor of the Plowboys Smoke Breaks.
Oh, wow.
I mean, everything is for sale. I got five passports. I got everything for sale. Or no, I got everything for sale. I got five passports. I ain't never going to jail. What is that, Otis? Is that Jay-Z and Kanye?
I don't know.
I feel like I messed up the lyrics. Am I right on that?
You could have had them perfectly and I wouldn't know.
But I want to get them right for the audience.
The audience doesn't care.
They expect a lot from Tim.
Thank you.
They're excited about a smoke break for Plowsy.
Well, it's sponsored now.
Yeah.
He has a massive one in the morning before we even start.
A lot of N-words in here. Probably shouldn't recite that part of the song.
You're just inhaling big clouds of tar and nicotine?
Not just that.
It's my favorite appetizer.
Oh, how many cigarettes you smoking in a day now, fellow?
Oh, certainly enough. That's for sure.
Like 10? 20?
More than 10, less than 20.
What, about one an hour that you're awake?
Maybe less than that, depending. Usually I take a nap, too, so yeah, so probably awake, yeah.
All right.
What time do you get a nap during the day?
Usually around 2:30. I pop on Golden Girls. Usually my dog and Doug playing Tug at the time, so he's tired, so...
And you're not concerned at all about what this is doing to your health, smoke all those cigarettes?
I'm worried about the here and now, Doug. I'm not worried about 20 years from now.
Well, 20 years from now, we'll be here someday for you.
It will, but it's not here yet, so I'm fine with what I'm doing right now.
How long do you nap for? What's the ideal nap?
Hour. No more than an hour, yeah.
And you wake up feeling refreshed and ready to smoke some more weed.
Oh, I got up. I had to wee like a little world champion.
You have
at around 3:30.
You have a growing problem.
Oh, God. Well, I said I fell asleep watching Game of Thrones, which means I didn't take my standard
little lizard's visit before going to bed. Mm. And you know what it did? It sniped me a few hours later. So I've been up since 3:30. I'm like,
you can't go back to bed after you go.
I got so much crap going on. My mind's a mess. I'm running myself into the ground, Doug. That's what I'm doing.
I am.
Be retired by 40. Miserable. That's what it is. Hey, Doug and the cat are going to talk it over with Brian Felt. coming up on the other side of the break. And also Tony Messenger is going
to
be
with us.
We'll
have the same question.
8:30.
We'll have different inflections.
Well, I have to meet with a staff member, as you know.
You know what you just created for yourself? Plausible deniability.
I really do, though.
I know, but you said it at 8, knowing we had back-to-back guests talking about the same thing.
Why you owning my soul? We got to close out the BP credit card, 7 o'clock hour. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After.